Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You are listening to the first installment of Audio Pictionary, an English vocabulary game designed to exercise and increase your active vocabulary. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and the game you're about to play is a simple one. So let me break it down for you. There will be three rounds. In each round, we will focus on one topic, like cooking or basketball, for example. Now first, I'm going to describe an object, action, person, or activity related to the topic, and then you will have to say the name of whatever I'm describing. Now in each round, you can earn a maximum of 5 points, 1 point for each correct answer. So put your thinking caps on, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to picture this audio. Audio Pictionary is brought to you by Real English Radio, a podcast for people who want to learn real spoken English in a practical way. For access to episode transcripts, PDF study guides, and bonus podcast episodes, visit patreon.com/realenglishradio. Round 1. Objects and actions around the house. Number 1. This object heats up and is passed over clothes to remove wrinkles. What is it? This object heats up and is passed over clothes to remove wrinkles. What's it called? If you said iron, then you are correct, my friend. That is I-R-O-N, iron. Now, just a quick note about this word. It is both a noun and a verb, and it's the same word. So we use the iron to iron our clothes. You see, it's a noun and a verb. All right, number 2. This item is hung in front of windows to block light or provide privacy. This item is hung in front of windows to block light or provide privacy. What is it called? If you said curtains or blinds, then you are correct. Now, just a quick note about these words. Curtains and blinds really have the same function. They just have a different appearance. Now, curtains typically hang from the window, and they're more than likely going to be made of some kind of fabric or cloth. And they swing from side to side. If the window is open, the wind might blow the curtains and they might start waving in the wind. You see, and you have to slide them from left to right to open or close them. Those are curtains. Now, blinds, again, they have the same function, but they're more than likely going to be made of something like wood or plastic, maybe metal. And it's a bunch of long, skinny, rectangular pieces of wood, let's say, stacked on top of each other. And you have to flip them open or close. You flip them up or flip them down to let the light in or keep the light out. Those are blinds. Curtains and blinds. Now, if you use either word in any context, even if you should say curtains when you say blinds, people will understand just fine. All right, number three. These are fabrics or textiles used for bedding, tablecloths, and towels. What are they called? These are fabrics or textiles used for bedding, tablecloths, and towels. What is the general term for these items? If you said linens, then you are correct, my friend. That's L-I-N-E-N-S, linens. So if you hear somebody say, I'm washing linens this weekend, you can understand they're probably talking about bed sheets, pillowcases, blankets, comforters, towels, things like that. All of these fall under the category that is linens. All right, number four. These are tools used for eating, such as knives, forks, and spoons. These are tools used for eating, such as knives, forks, and spoons. What is the general term for these items? If you said cutlery, then you are correct, my friend. That's C-U-T-L-E-R-Y. Cutlery. Knives, forks, spoons, all these different utensils or tools we use to eat fall under the category that is cutlery. All right, number five. If the fridge is for keeping things cool or cold, then the freezer is for keeping things what? If the fridge is for keeping things cold, then the freezer is for keeping things what? If you said freezing, unfortunately, my friend, that is incorrect. The correct answer is frozen. The fridge keeps things cool or cold, and the freezer keeps things frozen. All right, that is it for round number one. My friends, go ahead and tally up the points, and do not feel bad if you didn't get a single correct answer. It's not a big deal. All that means is that you've learned a few new words, my friend, and learning, especially new words, it's never a bad thing. So don't feel too bad. We still got two more rounds to go. Still a chance for you to get some points out of this game. All right. Moving on to round number two. Round two. Objects, actions, and people related to soccer or football. Number one. When a player is about to receive a pass, none of their body parts used to control the ball can be beyond the second-to-last opponent at the moment the ball is played or passed, unless the receiving player is in their own half of the field. What rule have I just described? When a player is going to receive a pass, he cannot be beyond the second-to-last defender when he receives that pass, when the pass is played. What is the name of that rule? If you said the offside rule, then you are correct, my friend. O-F-F-S-I-D-E, offside. To be offside means you receive a pass when you are beyond the second to last defender, meaning the only person left to stop you from scoring is the goalkeeper. You can't be beyond the last line of defense when you receive that pass, because that's obviously an unfair advantage. You would be offside. All right, number two. If a player passes the ball back to their own goalkeeper using their feet, the goalkeeper must not pick up the ball with their hands. If the goalkeeper violates this rule, the opposing team is awarded an indirect free kick from the spot where the goalkeeper touched the ball with their hands. I'll say that again. If a player passes the ball back to their own goalkeeper using their feet, the goalkeeper must not pick up the ball with their hands. What is the name of this rule? If you said the back pass rule, then you are correct, my friend. Now, I believe the technical term in the rule book is the goalkeeper handling restriction. I've never heard that before in my life, so I'm not sure it's something that you need to remember. What you do need to remember is the term back pass rule. You cannot pass the ball back to your goalkeeper with your feet and then have that goalkeeper pick the ball up with his or her hands against the rules. Now, if you head the ball back or use your knee or your chest or your shoulder, then the goalkeeper or the goalie can handle the ball. If you pass it back with your feet, can't handle the ball. You get the point. So let's move on to number three. This player is positioned near the touch lines on either side of the field, typically responsible for delivering crosses, making runs down the flanks, and assisting in attacking plays. This player is positioned on the touch lines, or excuse me, near the touch lines on either side of the field, the left side or the right side. And this player is typically responsible for delivering crosses, making runs down the flanks, and assisting in attacking plays. What is the name of this position? If you said winger, then you are correct, my friend. The attacking player on the left side and the right side of the field are usually referred to as wingers. For example, Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, Iron Robin, Gareth Bale, Sadio Mane, Ryan Giggs, Frank Ribery. These are all famous wingers. Now, you'll also hear these players referred to as forwards. And that's, at least in my understanding, a word that's used to refer to any attacking player. It could be the striker, the attacking midfielder, or the wingers. All of these are forwards. All right, number four. The individual responsible for overseeing the team's strategy, training, and overall performance. This person makes key decisions such as selecting the starting lineup, tactical planning, and substitutions during the match. What is the name of this individual? The person responsible for overseeing the team's strategy, training programs, and performance. They choose the starting lineup, the tactical plan, and who gets substituted during the match. What is the name of this individual? If you said the manager or the head coach, then you are correct, my friend. Now, just as a side note, the word manager is typically used in Europe. In the United States, you'll almost always hear people say head coach. For example, Sir Alex Ferguson is the former manager or head coach of the great Manchester United. All right, number five. This action is a defensive maneuver where a player uses their feet or legs to dispossess an opponent of the ball. This can involve sliding on the ground or using a standing challenge to intercept the ball. What is the name of this action? When a player uses his feet or legs to take the ball away from his opponent, the player might slide or use a standing challenge to intercept the ball. What is this action called? If you said tackle, then you are correct, my friend. That's T-A-C-K-L-E, to tackle someone in the game of soccer or football. Describes trying to take the ball away from your opponent by sticking a foot in, by sliding, something of that nature. That's tackling. Now, in American football, tackling is something slightly different. You're not necessarily trying to take the ball from your opponent. In American football, to tackle another individual means to basically wrestle them to the ground, to hit them as hard as you can so that they fall to the ground. That's what it means to tackle somebody in a general sense, at least in the US. But in soccer or world football, tackling is what I just described a few minutes ago.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, that is the end of round two, my friend. How you doing on points? You know, I'm not judging either way. Even if you only got a single point, don't worry about it. Remember, the point of this game is to exercise and increase your active vocabulary. So if you didn't get them right, all that means is you're learning, my friend. And if you got them all right, all that means is you're exercising. They're both necessary. So let's move on to the third and final round. Round three, objects related to cars. Number one, this object is the large glass window at the front of a car that provides visibility for the driver. This object is a large glass window at the front of a car, and it provides visibility for the driver. What is this object called? If you said windshield, then you are correct, my friend. That is W-I-N-D-S-H-E. No, it is not. If you're writing, erase that. Let me say it again. W-I-N-D-S-H-I-E-L-D. Windshield. Windshield. This is the large glass window at the front of the car that provides visibility for the driver. All right, number two. This object is the lever used to change gears in a manual transmission car. So we have automatic cars and manual cars. And with the automatic cars, you don't have to shift the gears. In a manual car, you need to shift the gears. So what is the lever used to shift or change gears in the manual transmission car? If you said gear shift, then you are correct, my friend. The lever used to shift gears is referred to as the gear shift. Now, you'll also hear people refer to it as the stick. Somebody might ask you, do you know how to drive stick? You know how to drive stick? And what they're asking you is if you know how to operate a manual transmission car. So you might use the stick to switch gears or shift gears or change gears or the gear shift. To shift gears. All right, number three. The mirror inside the car that allows the driver to see what is behind the vehicle is referred to as what? What is the name of the mirror inside the car that allows the driver to see what's behind the vehicle? If you said rear view mirror, then you are right, my friend. Rear view mirror. R, I was about to say W for some reason. R-E-A-R-V-I-E-W. Rear view. Rear view mirror. Again, it's the mirror. Jesus. It's the mirror inside the car, usually attached to the ceiling of the car, and you look up and it allows you to see what is behind you. The rear view mirror. Just as a side note, the mirrors on the side of the car are referred to as the side view mirrors. Rear view, side view. All right. Okay, number four. This object is the hinged cover over the engine compartment at the front of a car. This object is that piece of metal that covers the engine in your car. If you said the hood, Then you are correct, my friend. That's H-O-O-D, hood. The hood of the car is that piece of metal that you can pop open, lift up, and then work on your engine. You actually hear people say, pop the hood. Hey, pop the hood real quick. You're driving on the freeway. The engine starts smoking. There's clearly something wrong. So you pull over. You slowly decrease your speed and pull to the side of the road. And then you pop the hood. Hit that little button, get out of your car, and lift up the hood to see what's happening with the engine. That is the hood. All right, number five. This object is the rubber covering on the wheel of the car that provides traction and absorbs shock. It's the piece of rubber that covers the wheel, and it provides traction and absorbs shock. Without this object or this item, it would be very, very, very difficult to drive a car. If you said tire, then you are correct, my friend. That's T-I-R-E, tire. The tires of the car, those pieces of rubber that wrap around the wheel and give you traction, something for the car to grip the road and move forward more easily, right? Those are the tires. And what do we do with the tires? We fill them with air and hope that they don't go flat, right? A tire with no air inside is referred to as a flat tire. Maybe you're driving down the road and you roll over a nail or a piece of glass or something sharp and it punctures or puts a small hole in your tire. You will eventually have a flat tire because all the air is going to escape, right? All right, my friends, that is the end of round three. So go ahead and tally up those points. You can get a maximum of 15 and I guess a minimum of, zero. And if you got zero, like I said, don't feel bad, man. It's just a game. It's just a game. We're just having a little bit of fun out here learning English. All right. And if you didn't get any answers right, then you learned 15 to 20 new words. I don't know exactly how many it was, right? But you had a little bit of fun. You exercise your English, you learn some new words. That's the whole point. So don't feel bad if you didn't get them all right. All right. There will certainly be more games, more matches, more chances to win the gold. So hang in there. You know, keep your head up, son. You got this. Now, to all the Patreon subscribers, I highly suggest that you check out the vocabulary guide for this episode to see all the vocabulary words, definitions, example sentences, as well as a very useful exercise to put all this stuff into practice. You got to practice your reading, your writing, your listening, and your speaking as often or as frequently as possible. And there's an exercise in the vocabulary guide for this episode that will help you do exactly that. But that is it for the first installment of Audio Pictionary, my friend. And as I'm saying this to you, I guess I should explain the name Audio Pictionary. I don't know if you guys play this game where you're from, but Pictionary is a game in which somebody has a piece of paper or something and they draw an image, they draw a picture of something, and we have to guess what it is that he or she is drawing. That's Pictionary. So Audio Pictionary is me describing objects. You have to imagine them and then tell me what it's called. That's where the name comes from, just in case you were confused about that. But anyway, that's the first installment of Audio Pictionary. My friends, I hope you enjoyed. Remember, practice your reading, practice your writing, your speaking, your listening, all that every single day. You got to use the vocabulary and talk about and listen to things that you know nothing about so that you're also learning new words and phrases. All right, it's very important to remember that, my friends. But I'm going to get out of here. That is another episode of Real English Radio in the books, my friend. I am your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.